That's the fourth missed call. Who does he think he is? Avoiding my calls? Sending me straight to voicemail? Looks like my good boy isn't so good after all. We'll see about that, puppy. Well, well, well. Look who arrived 42 minutes late. You didn't reply to any of my messages or calls. And you still have the audacity to greet mommy with a happy face. Did you have a fun time without me? Oh, darling. Who said you could speak? After ignoring mommy for pretty much the whole day, you don't deserve to open your little mouth. You can apologize all you want, but mommy isn't going to forgive you so easily. Where do you think you're going? Putting your belongings away? I didn't say you could do that. Also, you spoke without my permission again. You seem to be forgetting our dynamic here. Mommy gives you commands, and you obey. Correct? Is it so hard for you to listen to me? Hey, stop staring at the ground. My eyes are up here. Do we need to train you to be my good boy? Because you are really slacking in that department. What happened to being my obedient puppy? I don't like being so harsh to you. I care and love you so much. But at times like these, when you just can't seem to get it right, it's a little frustrating. How do you think mommy is supposed to react when her darling is acting out of place? Continue giving you demands despite you not going through with them? That's a waste of effort, is it not? Yeah, that's what I thought. You know, I'm a little lost with what to do with you. So many punishments running through my brain. But none of them is good enough. I'm almost starting to think that you're disobeying mommy on purpose. I wonder why you'd do such a thing. Oh, right. Because you enjoy it when mommy is being mean, don't you? I can see right through you. My puppy thought he was being smart. An adorable attempt, but so poorly executed. Since we're already going in this direction, and since we're both clearly enjoying it, I have no reason to stop. However, no more disobeying mommy. Got it? If you do, I won't be afraid to put you back into your place. Oh, do you want an example? Very well then. Kneel for mommy. I said kneel. You call that kneeling? How pathetic. Even a dog can do better than that. Do you even deserve to be called my puppy? Oh, you think you do? Then prove it. Much better. Although, your kneeling could use some work. What? Did mommy slap hurt? You're such a baby. It wasn't even that hard. I'd consider it to be light. Even though you say it hurts, you seem to enjoy my little slap. You're grinning ear to ear. You enjoy it when mommy is fulfilling your masochistic fantasies, don't you? You're just so predictable. All those times I've been gentle with you were fun, but something was lacking. You felt a little empty. You wanted a little pain, huh? You enjoy being mommy's bitch, don't you? Well then, bark for me. I said, bark for me. Aww, refusing to speak? Even though I'm giving you permission to? Puppy really knows how to rile me up, huh? Bark for me. Good boy. Took you long enough. Aw, careful, darling. Your little heart eyes are showing. When you're looking up at me so eagerly, it makes me want to ruin you. And I'm sure you want me to. I can almost hear your heartbeat. It's as if it's about to pop out of your chest any second. Let me touch your chest a little. Oh, I think it's beating even faster. Move a little closer. Still on your knees. There. Now you're between my thighs. Oh, my puppy likes rubbing their face between my thighs, huh? Are you silently begging for mommy to squish your face? You want to feel my thick thighs pressing on each side of your head? Well, I could. But that'll be for another time. When you're not disobedient. I actually have a gift for you. I've been meaning to give it to you for a while now. And I think today is a perfect day to put it on. Ta-da! Mommy got you a collar. Do you like the little heart tag? It has your name on it. My name is engraved on the back if you ever get lost. Strangers need to know who you belong to and how to get you back to me. Now, lean forward. Perfect fit. I measured your neck whilst you were asleep. Can't have the collar be too loose, can we? You must wear the collar at all times, okay? Yes, even outside. You can try to break it off, even though I doubt you'd want to, but you might hurt yourself. The only way to take off your collar is with this. Used for emergencies only. And no, begging to take it off is not an emergency. The color really brings out your eyes. I used to think that saying didn't make sense until now. Your eyes are my favorite color. I've been a little harsh on you today, but now that you've redeemed yourself, come here for your reward. Good boy. Now everyone will know you belong to me because you're mommy's little puppy.